You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. I hope you had a tremendous weekend. I hope you had a good Monday. Either way, I'm going to be here with you for the next 4 hours. This is when the show gets started, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much to super producer and host Dave Shepard. Dave is coming to you live from New York City. When I was here with you last on Friday, I told you it was going to be a basketball weekend, and that's exactly what we got. Historically, on the women's side, we got the men's national championship going on right now. UConn leading San Diego State 26-15. About 5.5 minutes left here in the first half. At one point in time, San Diego State couldn't put a point up on the board for 8 minutes. I don't know if this is going to be a trouncing, but San Diego State's defense, UConn is handling them right now. So obviously we'll keep you up to date on this game as it continues on, and we'll have some nice audio. Keep in mind, this is the final game that Jim Nance will call for March Madness here in the tournament. We'll be focusing fully on the NFL and the Masters. He's literally finishing up tonight out in Houston, Texas, the home of the Final Four in tonight's championship game. And Jim Nance is going to be going right out, or coming right out here to Georgia, going out to Augusta. So we got a lot to do, a lot to talk about outside of the championship. We're going to talk about the women's championship momentarily. Unfortunately, there's so much nonsense that is following a post-game involving Angel Reese. There's so much more going on in the world of sports. It's been reported that the Baltimore Ravens have offered Odell Beckham Jr. They've said, hey, here's a contract. I don't know how good it'll be, with no certainty for Lamar Jackson. We know in big news, and this is real big out in Los Angeles, the WWE is merging with the UFC to form a new publicly traded company. That is big news, especially the WWE coming off of its marquee event for the entire weekend with WrestleMania. If you want to talk to me here over the next 4 hours, it is so, so simple. The phone number here is 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm everywhere on social media. That is JR Sport Brief. So anywhere a human being exists, you can go ahead and find me there. Shep, how was your weekend?
It was really good, JR. You know, like you said, disappointed by some of the commentary. I know you're going to get into that, man, but just very disappointed by a couple of people. How are you, sir? How was your weekend?
I'm good, man. Thank you. I sat back. I watched basketball. I chilled. I watched part of WrestleMania as well. So I had a fun weekend, man. Thank you so much. And, you know, let's go ahead and rock and roll, as UConn is just pouring it on right now, 33-20. This interesting. We'll see what happens. A lot of folks didn't expect San Diego State to be here. Every game is seemingly almost like a one-point type game. They had to come back from behind on Saturday, and here they are. So let's see what San Diego State, what additional punches they have in their bag. Speaking of punches, the women's final yesterday, LSU beating Iowa, the final score 102-85, the most points scored ever by a national champion on the women's side. It was a good game, at least on the early portion of it. We saw a lot of people, a lot of young ladies that you've probably never seen in your life before. Jasmine Carson becoming unconscious from three. We saw a lot of the bad calls from the refs. We saw foul trouble on both sides of the basketball, and then we saw LSU run away with it. There was a point in time where Iowa looked like they were going to get back into the match, get back into the game. It didn't happen. LSU picked up their first national championship, and I know all my folks down in Baton Rouge have just had a tremendous time over the past 24 hours, and they're going to be out there celebrating for a long, long time. And it's well deserved the way that they went out there and played ball. Angel Reese, transfer from Maryland, the woman's name who's on the tips of a lot of people's tongues. She had a double-double last night or yesterday afternoon, 15 points, 10 rebounds. And then the ridiculous baller, step back three, crossover this, Caitlin Clark, 30 points, 8 assists, and 2 rebounds. She knocked down 8 threes, and similar to Angel Reese, the other star, Caitlin Clark was also out a good portion of the game that you didn't want her out with foul trouble. But the moment of the game that everyone has focused on, the element of the game that everyone has pretty much poured their attention into over the past 24 hours, and it's a damn shame, is the end, where Angel Reese decided to kind of wave her hand in front of Caitlin Clark as the game expired, as they were coming down to a close. And she did, I don't even want to call it the John Cena "You Can't See Me." John Cena took that from a musician named Tony Yayo. And you wave your hand in front of your face, "You can't see me." Angel Reese did that all the way until the conclusion of the game. And the world went nuts. Well, at least the internet went nuts. You know, where a lot of people can anonymously pick up their phones and anonymously leave messages and say nasty things that they typically wouldn't say in the company of others. And some of the comments about Angel Reese didn't just go from, "Oh, that's not nice," or "That was classless." You know, there were people calling her names, calling her out her name, calling her disgusting things. And you say to yourself, and I have to evaluate this, there's a lot of back and forth, just garbage all over the internet, all over television today, and about the double standards that exist. It's true, they do. There's a lot of nonsense about whether or not this was taunting, or did it go too far? What's the difference between trash talk and taunting? And, you know, there's a couple of points I want to make here, and I hope I make them very succinctly. When it comes down to trash talk and taunting, and this is the overarching point. If you don't get or understand what I'm saying or what I'm about to say, just think about this one statement. This is just sports. It's a business. It's big business. But this is just sports. And there's so many people who find or take issue with what took place yesterday because sports is unfortunately, and fortunately sometimes, a microcosm of life and what we all see. But again, it is just sports. If you got to split hairs between taunting or trash talk on a basketball court, I got to think about whether or not you even ever played basketball in your life. Because at every level, I don't care if I was in the third grade, the fourth grade, the fifth grade, I could have been in middle school, I could have been in high school, I could have been in college, I could be out on the street right now playing. There ain't too many courts where I've been on where things are all roses and things are all sweet. I didn't play organized basketball at any level. I just played in the street. I played in the school gymnasium and played on the playground. And some of the things that I would hear outside are some of the worst things that you would ever say to somebody. You're just playing a game. Would you expect it to be any different at the professional level? I can tell you that it is not. And in between amateur sports in a backyard or whether you're a pro, I'm not expecting too much different. And so Angel Reese waved in front of her face. You know, did it go too far? Maybe. I wouldn't have done it. I take no issue with her doing it. Because, again, it's just sports. It's it. People talk trash all the time. I don't know why people are so offended with the double standards and the explanations of, "Oh, well, she went too far." I see this in the NFL all the time. I see people waving fingers. I see people talking trash at the end of the game. I see people getting into it. I see people cussing, having to be separated. She didn't do nothing but wave in front of her. What's the big deal? Because it's just sports. But then you have folks who decide to just go ahead and take it too far. And now you got to call this young woman out of her name because you don't agree with what she did? Would you do that to any of these NFL players that talk all the trash on the way off of the field after the whistle is blown? Would you do it then? I highly doubt it. And so Andrew Reese, amongst the celebration and talking and explaining, she had her press conference after the game, and she said what exactly is on her mind. And this is not anything new. Take a listen to what she said in response to all of the criticism.
I'm happy. I mean, all year I was critiqued about who I was. I don't fit the narrative. I don't fit in the box that y'all want me to be in. I'm too hood. I'm too ghetto. Y'all told me that all year. But when other people do it, y'all don't say nothing. So this was for the girls that look like me, that's going to speak up on what they believe in. It's unapologetically you. And that's what I did it for tonight. This was for the more than, it was just bigger than me tonight. It was bigger than me. Twitter is going to go in a rage every time. And I mean, I'm happy. I feel like I've helped grow women's basketball this year. I'm super happy and excited. So I'm looking forward to celebrating in the next season.
Yeah. It's sports. What's the big deal? I see this all the damn time on every level of sports. Everybody is so self-righteous now about, you know, how people should treat each other and what we should do. Why is this time such a big deal? Well, because it's a young black woman and she was in front of a young white woman. What's the big deal? It's just sports. We see it all the time at every level. To the shock of no one, I found it quite amusing to pretty much post the video on social media earlier today. And the comments that I received and saw were not shocking. No place for taunting in sports. Lost all respect for her. If she's a winner, I'll go hang out with the losing team. More class than she could ever dream of having. It's just sports. I see taunting all the time. Not a winner. She's not a winner. That was disrespectful, uncalled for, unbecoming of a champ. Took the tarnish off of a great game. What's the big deal? It's just sports. Right? Am I missing something? Is it just sports? Caitlin Clark, after the game, she had a response, and her response was, I ain't see nothing, no response. Listen.
Honestly, I have no idea. I was just trying to get to the handshake line and shake hands and, you know, be grateful that my team was in that position. You know, that's all you can do is, you know, hold your head high, be proud of what you did, and, you know, all the credit in the world to LSU. You know, they were tremendous. They deserve it. They had a tremendous season. Kim Mulkey coached them so, so well. You know, she's one of the best basketball coaches of all time, and it shows. And she only said really kind things to me in the handshake line, so I'm very grateful for that, too. But honestly, I have no idea. And I was just trying to, you know, spend the last few moments on the court with especially the five people that I've started 93 games with, and relishing every second of that.
Yeah, no sense in getting into a tennis match. A verbal tennis match, that doesn't make any sense. For what? And it's not like Caitlin Clark has just been, you know, just kind of moseying around all by herself. It's not like she hasn't done the same thing. It's not like she hasn't talk trash, but you know what, from her end at the same time, who cares? Because it's just sports, and this is the terrible thing about social media and access and people being anonymous and feeling that they have a voice when in everything else in their life they probably don't. So what do? They go to Facebook. What do? They go to YouTube. What do? They go to Twitter. Oh, my goodness. They go to Reddit. They go into Discords. They let everybody know how they feel because they probably don't have a voice in anything else that they do in life. So they're expressing themselves. They're arguing with strangers with no consequence outside of, oh, maybe I can express myself and maybe someone will listen to me. Maybe I can be clear. Maybe I can convince someone. Man, y'all, this is This is just sports. I think I could say it again. This is not such a big damn deal. Angel Reese, let her taunt all the way through the game if she wants to. If you don't like it, too bad. I would care less if Caitlin Clark did it as well. Bust the ass on a basketball court. Let them go back and forth because it's just sports. It's entertainment. It is a business. This is not the end of the world. It's not crumbling. But then you have folks who take it too far. This is where things really get interesting for me. It's the outrage. It's the anger. It's the, oh my goodness, she did that. How dare she? Oh my God, it's disgusting. Oh, where's the outrage when there are real issues and problems going on in the world? Where's the outrage? Kate, well, Angel Reese, she ain't living in a bubble. She may be referring to the media as a whole, social media and what she sees and pundits. I'm sure she saw Dave Portnoy call her a classless POS. I mean, what are we doing? Is that something you say to her or her brother or her mother to their face? Maybe. That's a little bit more classless to me. That's real life. And that's where things get disgusting. Where's the outrage for real life problems and issues that take place away from the basketball court? A lot of the same real life issues and problems that cause people to say these nasty things about Angel Reese. Where's that? I remember, I don't know, and I can tick down the list that I will not do now. I remember there was a young black girl in New Jersey. She was ridding the neighborhood of insects. I forgot the name of the bug, but there was a bug in New Jersey, and this whole entire state of New Jersey had an entire campaign to say that these bugs are an infestation. They are dangerous and hazardous to our plant life here in New Jersey. A whole big statewide campaign about it. There was a 9-year-old black girl who was outside with her mother and a friend. And she was doing exactly what the state asked. A curious 9-year-old little black girl was spraying bugs. She was collecting them. She was doing her part for the community, into science, into, I don't know, horticulture. God knows what she could or would be into. The next door neighbor called the cops, a non-emergency police line, and said, hey, there's a little black woman outside just walking and has a hood on and she's spraying stuff. And I don't know what it is, but it scares the hell out of me. This was a councilman in New Jersey. And the police were called and the police showed up and approached the little girl. And the little girl says, my mom is right here. And the little girl stands there and says, am I in trouble? But it's like, no, you're not in trouble, because some idiot wanted to call the police on a 9-year-old little black girl that he was afraid of. Like, these are the real world problems that are absolutely ridiculous, disgusting, and sad. Where's that same outrage? Where's the same issue? And no, it's not on the same scale on a local level. But when you want to talk about people being picked apart and people being derided for what they look like and what they sound like and what they wear, those are the issues. And so unless you understand what Angel Reese says up on that stage, there are bigger problems and issues than her waving her hand at a damn basketball game. And if you don't get that, and if you're not willing to listen to that, you're missing the point. Because what took place on the court, before the whistle, after the whistle, it was just sports. If you're going to be ticked off about something that's so insignificant like that, please, 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 have that same energy, have that same anger when there are so many black women here in America that are marginalized just because of what they look like, what they sound like, and where they come from. It's just sports. But a lot of people let their feelings bleed outside of that yesterday. Ain't not a damn thing wrong with what Angel Reese did. Happens at every level, everywhere, all the time. It's just sports. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We come back from break. I'll give you an update on the score right now between San Diego State and UConn. And I'll tell you about the head coach who helped lead LSU to their national championship. It ain't her first national championship. And I have a good feeling that she's going to do it again and again. And again, it's Kim Mulkey. Not as fancy yesterday. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, just getting started. Don't move.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. JR wants to hear from you. Call him now at 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Yeah, that guy's song, that guy Snoop Dogg was at WrestleMania, had to drop an elbow on. Who'd he drop an elbow on? I don't remember.
I think it was The Miz.
Yeah, The Miz. Yeah,
how did I know that?
Vince McMahon's son Shane literally tore his quad in just not even a real match, just some little nonsense, and Snoop Dogg had to improvise, and he punched The Miz, and Snoop Dogg is running around with a championship, and Snoop Dogg is Mr. LA, so congratulations to Snoop Dogg. He won a match at WrestleMania, good for him. A big-time championship match going on right now. UConn leads San Diego State 36-24. That game is at halftime. And we got another half to see if San Diego State has another comeback in them. We talked about the Women's National Championship game taking place yesterday. LSU coming out on top of Iowa 102-85. It was the most watched women's college basketball game ever. It averaged about 10 million viewers for that entire game on Sunday. And that is a beautiful thing to see, to know that so many people were interested. I feel like we dedicated a good portion of the show this past Friday just to looking at some of the names and personalities and what Caitlin Clark was able to do. And then we talked about South Carolina and Dawn Staley. And I'm here for it. Like, the more sports, the more compelling and captivating, the absolute better. I'm here for the stories. I'm here for people for fighting through adversity. I'm here for people showing up and just doing amazing things. Human beings are built to move. We're made to move. And no matter to me whether you're male or female, if you can put on a good show and a game, I'm totally here for it. Someone in their own right who is just, well, she puts on her own show. She is a walking show. That happens to be Kim Mulkey. I know you know about her by now. Her flamboyant, extravagant outfits, gigantic flowers and frills. It looked like she stepped into Ric Flair's closet and walked out with an entire new wardrobe and a little lighter on the Flair yesterday as she was on the sidelines leading LSU to victory. No frills, no flowers. I guess you could say it was sequined tiger stripes. It was very LSU-ish, to say the least. And here in her second year at LSU, Kim Mulkey won a championship. We know she was at Baylor for the better part of 20 years. Three titles with Baylor, and now is the first head coach to do it twice, win a championship with another team. And after the game, Kim Mulkey was just as hyped and emotional as you could expect her to be. Take a listen.
With about a minute and 30 to go, I couldn't hold it. Got very emotional. That's really not like me until that final buzzer goes off, but I knew we were going to hold on and win this game. And I don't know if it's the mere fact that we or doing this in my second year back home. I don't know if it was the fact that I am home. I don't know if it was looking across there at my daughter and my grandchildren. I don't know if it was looking across at Ellis. I don't know what it was, but I lost it. So that should tell you what I think about it.
Well, she was losing it the whole damn... She's always losing it on the sidelines. And nobody talks about her. People talk about her outfits. Nobody talks about her demeanor and how emotional she is. I saw her on the... She's on the court. Nobody told her to move. Nobody talked about her yesterday.
She made contact with the ref, JR.
Yeah, she's moving the ref. And, you know, she was... Nobody talked about Kim Mulkey. I mean, come on now. If Dawn Staley would have acted like that, come on. It's a wild world out here. Congratulations to LSU. There's even talk right now as to just whether or not they would go to the White House. And Dr. Joe Biden pretty much said, oh, I want to invite Iowa as well. And Angel Reese has already responded on Twitter. It's just like, you know what? If that's the case, we're not coming. Yeah, I don't remember the last time a loser has been invited to the White House. For what? I also heard North Carolina, I think it's North Carolina, looking to ban participation trophies. I mean, we don't got better things to do in legislation. I understand, but I mean, damn. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Vlad is calling from Illinois. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Vlad?
How you doing, name with Professor Sports Brief?
I'm good. What's on your mind?
Hey, man. Huge weekend, bro.
Uh-oh. We got a huge weekend and your phone dropped out. Terrible. That sucks. Adam is calling from Toronto. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Adam?
Hey, JR. Hope you're doing well, man. I have not watched a second of this NCAA tournament on either the men's or women's side. So when I saw the video yesterday, my first honest reaction was, that's excessive, but I love it. You know, I love the trash talk. I love the taunting. I love it, man. Was it a bit long? Yeah, but, I mean, who cares, man? Just my honest reaction, and I was reading Twitter yesterday and everything, which Twitter's a cesspool. Everybody knows it. Just like exactly what you said, man, people are putting their energy into the wrong things. You know, where's the outrage when children and women are starving out on the streets of America? Where's the outrage when a gunman walks into a school and murders children and teachers? You know, where's the outrage then? But as soon as the young black woman starts waving her hand in her face, you know, ring the alarm, everybody get on Twitter and start calling her just horrible, horrible things. So, you know, it reminded me of the Super Bowl a few years ago when, forgive me, I forget the Tampa player's name, but he threw up the peace sign in Tyreek Hill's face. And, you know, I didn't see any outrage then. So people just pour their energy into the wrong things, and it's honestly ridiculous, man. And I 100% agree with you, and you said it so perfectly, man. And that's all I got to say, JR. Love the show, man.
Thank you, Adam, for calling up from Toronto. Yeah, people put their energy... The outrage in the worst of things. Entertainment, sports. It's pretty wild. John is calling from Sacramento. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, John?
Hey, JR. I'm doing well. How about you? Thanks for taking my call. I want to say that I agree with Angel because I taught my daughter the John Cena move. And so trash talk is legal on the court. Now, honestly, I was playing pickup ball over the weekend, and I almost got jumped by 10 people. So, you know, on every level, be prepared when you start running your smack that people are going to talk back to you.
Yeah, that's
now,
just...
Well, yeah, that's, I mean, they just will.
Well, no, absolutely, John. And thank you for calling from Sacktown. Congratulations to the Kings. But that's sports. I'm glad, by the way, you didn't get your ass whooped. That's nice. It's sports. Leave it where it is. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Speaking of sports and speaking of Sacramento, there's even more basketball news coming out of California. One has to deal with the Los Angeles Lakers. One has to deal with the Golden State Warriors. And then we just talked about Kim Mulkey. There is another legendary coach. He ain't doing too well right now. I'm going to give you an update on everything I just mentioned on the other side of the break. I'll leave the phone lines open, 855-212-4CBS.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Folks in sports, you got to appreciate greatness when you're listening. JR absolutely has one of the best radio voices in the industry. Appreciate it while we have it at this hour that we're available to listen.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. A lot going on here. Right now, second half underway, national championship game. UConn is leading 41-28, about 17 minutes left here in the game. Let's see if San Diego State can go on one of those big runs. Right before we went to break, we talked about LSU head coach of the Lady Tigers, Kim Mulkey, picking up another national championship, her first this go-round with the LSU Tigers, and we know she picked up her other three titles with Baylor. Over the weekend, one of the most successful college basketball coaches that we've ever seen in the men's side, Hall of Famer Bobby Knight. Yes, three championships with Indiana, holding down the Hoosiers. Also famous for, I don't know, a lot of expletives and choking up a player, throwing things around. Bobby Knight is 82 years old. He was hospitalized over the weekend with an illness. His son, Pat Knight, happens to be a scout for the Indiana Pacers, and he said that, yeah, my dad was hospitalized over the weekend with an illness. He has since been released from the hospital. We ask for your privacy as he is cared for and resting at home in good hands. You haven't seen Bobby Knight in public for a long time. Now, I can't remember the last time I saw him in public. And a strong personality, to say the least. And so all the best to him and his recovery and whatever ailed him over the weekend. Bobby Knight, out of the hospital, I guess doing better, I would assume. In the NBA, right now, there is going to be a return of someone. And I guess it couldn't have come at a better time, better late than never. That happens to be Andrew Wiggins. Yeah, from the Golden State Warriors. I feel like I haven't seen Andrew Wiggins play basketball since pretty much the season started, and that's because I really haven't. He's been gone for 22 games due to a family issue. He's missed 42 games dealing with all types of injuries to his feet, having a muscle pull. He was out with a non-COVID illness, and it's the same Andrew Wiggins that just signed a four-year contract, similar to what Jordan Poole got. And then we know that Draymond Green he's probably going to be out the door because they won't be able to afford him. And Andrew Wiggins, when you have to deal with a family issue, you want to talk about the internet being a terrible place, just full of trolls. My God, there were rumors about Wiggins and his personal life and the mother of his kid and, you know, just all types of nasty, disgusting things that you would only find on the Maury Povich show. Feel free to go ahead and look for the rumors if you should really be interested. But Wiggins, supposed to be on the way back. At least sometime this week, the Golden State Warriors are currently 41-38. We know they have a trash record on the road, but one of the best home records. And they just lost to the Denver Nuggets. They got Oklahoma City, Sacramento, and the Portland Trailblazers left on the schedule. They're currently in the sixth seed. The Golden State Warriors are sitting in sixth right now. That's not to say that they don't fall into the play-in slot number 7 through 10. And having this guy back, although it's going to take some time for him to, you know, get his win together, get reacclimated to the team, Wiggins back is a good deal. And I know someone who will appreciate it as well is his teammate, Draymond Green, was on his own podcast via The Volume. And he also hates the worst part of the internet and some of these disgusting rumors that were started about Wiggins. Take a listen to Draymond.
The fact that a rumor about Andrew Wiggins, whether what y'all saying is true or not, really like has no bearing on my life. Nor does it have any bearing on y'all life. Like, y'all are so thirsty to know what's going on in someone's life that becomes the thing. Sometimes people disgust me. You don't know what someone is dealing with, and then you make them deal with that? What if that's not what the person's dealing with? Stop it. It's disgusting.
Yeah, all types of ridiculous rumors about infidelities in his own home, and it's just bad, man. It just makes you want to delete a lot of this garbage and nonsense that fills people's brains, and what compels people to say some of these things are nuts. I saw tweets and messages over the weekend where, oh my God, how can we not know what's going on with Andrew Wiggins? What job can you have where, you know, you don't tell your employer and you're just going like, what? Why don't you don't need to know? It's his business. So what? He plays basketball. What he does in his house and his four walls with his family is none of your business. People are wild out here. And so as we wind down the NBA season, the final day will be Sunday, Easter Sunday. I'm ready for the playoffs. It's nice to know that Andrew Wiggins will be back. Hopefully he can make an impact here with the Sacramento Kings, because the West is wide the hell open. Even the Los Angeles Lakers kicked around for the majority of the season. We know LeBron James just returned from his foot injury, and the Lakers have been on a little bit of a roll here, smacking up some subpar teams. They've won 3 straight, 7 out of their last 10. Yesterday, they beat the Houston Rockets, a young team not doing a damn thing, smashed them 134 to 109. Last up or next up to finish the season for the Lakers, Utah, the Clippers, Phoenix, and then Utah one more time. The Lakers sit one game behind Golden State in the play-in. If everything were to end today, the Los Angeles Lakers would be taking on the Oklahoma City Thunder. There's just so many teams sitting right at that 500 mark in the Western Conference. It should be fun. And Anthony Davis has just been playing out of his mind. Every time I watch, I say, well, damn it, how long are we going to get this? Because Anthony Davis, we know, is made of glass, and I hope that he can make it through an entire playoff run. And speaking of injuries, even off after his big performance against Houston, where he had 40 points and 9 rebounds, now he's doubtful with a foot injury. Anthony Davis wakes up, gets out of bed, and he's doubtful, so I'm not too concerned there. Anthony Davis talked about the return of LeBron. This is what Anthony Davis had to say about LeBron.
That's what he did. He chose the moments where he needed to score to go score. When he needed to playmake, he playmaked. You know, when he's, you know, on that level, obviously we know he can score with the best.
Yeah, LeBron James, he finished the game yesterday with a triple-double, 18 points, 11 assists, and 10 rebounds. He's not shooting the ball like he wants to, 1 of 7 from downtown. But we might as well just wind things up, man. I'm waiting on the conclusion of the season. I hope Wiggins can return and be a contributor. Everything that takes place in the Western Conference is going to be a whole lot of fun. Because there's no clear-cut winner. You have the Suns. They got Durant out there, but they don't have a lot of depth. I mean, we have the Dallas Mavericks. They have completely crapped the bed. They are not even in the playoff picture as of right now, which will lead to even more conversations about Kyrie and Luka and whether or not Kyrie stays or wants to stay. We might have some matchups in the playoffs this year that you would think about for Western Conference Finals. And so for all of that, I'm here for it. We can get the season over with and keep on rolling. Speaking of rolling, the national championship game continues to roll. 15 minutes left in the game. UConn leading 45-32. Hey, Shep, you see a comeback here? Maybe, right?
Emphatically, no, JR. UConn is just playing at another level. They got no answer for Sonogo. Hawkins, they got too many weapons, JR.
Maybe Butler comes through and I don't know.
Lamont Butler has another game winner. Lamont Butler ain't getting another shot that big in five lifetimes. He had his moment.
Nothing wrong with another one.
Not in this game. I'm trying
to throw a bone to the fans of San Diego. They've had an amazing run here. Might as well keep it going.
Yeah,
right?
But nobody saw them even getting to an Elite Eight this season. I mean, that program's never made an Elite Eight. So the fact that they've advanced to a national championship game, I mean, just speaks volumes about how much they have overachieved this season. But you're going against a blue gut in UConn, and they have absolutely ravished every single opponent on their way to an NCAA tournament championship. And San Diego State was going to be no exception, JR. You and I said this on Friday.
Yeah, but there comes a point in time where you want to throw a bone, Shep.
Yeah, but but the thing I always respect about you, as does your audience, is you're very honest. You can honestly say that this is going to be a game.
A game of what?
I mean, just like a legit competition. The UConn is in another stratosphere. They're faster, they're deeper, they rebound better, they play make better, they run the floor better, they're better on the interior, they're better on the exterior, they're better in transition, they're better in every aspect of the game. I can't believe this is a 12-point game right now.
Yeah, well, I'm always hoping for a close one, so let's see if they can at least go on a little bit of a run. Maybe. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We will keep you up to date on the game. When we come back on the other side, speaking of a game, there's a game changer in the world of combat sports and entertainment. The UFC, the WWE are getting together. Odell is wanted by the Ravens. The championship's going on here on CBS Sports Radio. Don't move.